Fred Film Radio. Alice nella città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Fest, in particular Alice nella città. I'm in company of Anita Doron, scriptwriter of The Breadwinner.
So, I mean, Anita, how did it all start for you? How did you get involved in this project?
I was approached by the producers Anthony Leo and Andrew Rosen. They were intending to turn Deborah Ellis' wonderful book into a film, and they were looking for someone to make things visual, to bring out the visual possibilities of The Breadwinner. So, is that better? And they knew that I have the disease of imagination. So they have asked me to expand and translate the incredible book into a screenplay, which was a big... I had to do honor to this book, which is so beloved around the world, and also disconnect a bit from it and dig into it and find my own way.
In the film, we experience things through Parvana's point of view. So, is it like that in the book as well? And if yes, what did you change about the book, if you changed anything, obviously?
In the book, we have time to travel. It's almost like the experience of reading a book is like a tree. You can stop, you can wander, you can spend time with certain characters on the side. In the film, you can't. You go on a journey, you're strapped into your seat, the light go dark, or in your living room, and you go on a linear journey. You can't deviate from that one journey. So it was important for me to find that thread of emotion, and it was Parvana, obviously. She's the key, and to experience everything from her gut, from her heart, how she would feel, what she would think, what she would be afraid of. So I narrowed it down to Parvana's point of view, and I find a way to visualize what she might be feeling through a story that she tells.
The film is produced by Angelina Jolie, so I'm curious to know if she read the script, if she told you something, and what did she say about the film?
Angelina came on board during the screenwriting, once we were almost near a locked script. She did read it, and she gave us her notes and how she felt about it. She's very genuine, and we felt it, and all of us were making the same film, with the same idea and the same need to tell a story of Parvana and to do justice to the book. And it was the same for Angelina. And the first time I met her was at the Toronto Film Festival. We had our premiere, and after the premiere there was a Q&A with the audience. And the very last question was by a young girl for Angelina. I have a question for Angelina, and we all went... And she said, what can we do to help? Which I found was such a perfect and honest and relevant question. And then Angelina just opened her heart and these words poured out of her. And she said, just be curious and engage and be brave like you are right now. And we were crying. It's very, very emotional. And she's a beautiful human.
Speaking of animation, how different it is to write for an animation film, if there's a difference for you?
It is incredible freedom. In animation, you can write anything. It's possible. Anything can be realized. You don't have to worry about, may I blow up a bridge in this scene? Is there a budget? It doesn't matter. So it's, for a writer, it's liberating. You're unleashed. I'm completely addicted now to writing animation. I really felt like a wild beast writing this film. I was lost in the world of the story, and I could permit myself to go anywhere. And to really get lost, I think it's very important to get lost. As a filmmaker and as the audience, we need to get lost. To not know and to question and wonder, and then we can connect with something real.
So, since the film is based on Deborah Ellis' book, how did she get involved into the script writing?
Deborah Ellis was incredibly generous, and she let go. She finished the book and she handed over, and I think it takes a real generous, kind, and confident person to be able to do that, and I'm happy. She may be lying, or she may be very polite in a Canadian way, but I don't think so. She's genuine. She's happy with the result of the film. She let go and handed it over to the filmmakers kindly.
We know you're also a director, so I was wondering, are you working on film at the moment?
The last film that I directed, yes, it was about a 17-year-old boy, a Tlicho boy, which is a First Nation in Northwest Territories in Canada. And it's incredible how, you know, the stories that I'm attracted to are people, you could say, on the margins, or people that are not typically represented in cinema, because it's just interesting to me. I want to know. I want to tell. I want. It was a lovely project to go to the Northwest Territories. It was also an adaptation of a book, to meet the author and experience that world, a world of isolation. My next project, I have, I don't think I can tell, but I have another film that's set in Afghanistan. I have a new animated film that I'm writing, and I'm directing a film called Sailor Girl next year, which is a story of a young woman who gets a job on a cargo ship in Canada and encounters a different world than she expected.
Thank you, Anita Doron, for being here with us at Alice Nella Città to talk about the breadwinner screening here in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.